The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, September the 19th. We've got two guests today. Let's start, first of all, with Scott Gordon. Good to have you here, Scott.
Thanks, Paul.
From the Central and Northeast Missouri Food Bank. A food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri.
Correct.
That's the correct title, right?
That's the new one.
Yeah. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
The thing is, you know, you do so much good for so many people.
Well, it's a pleasure, and yes, that it is a real honor to be able to serve the folks of Northeast and Central Missouri.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me before we came in, you wanted to do Did You Knows. And I said, what are Did You Knows?
Did You Knows are little snippets of information that maybe you did know and maybe you didn't know.
Yeah.
So here's the first Did You Know. Did you know that the Federal Express shipping company and the food bank both started in the same fashion?
No.
You didn't know that. They both started out as a group, actually a project for students. Fred Smith of Federal Express wrote a paper outlining the framework of Federal Express for a paper, got a C on it, went on to become a billionaire. And some students at the University of Missouri came up with a social work project that became the food bank.
Is that
right? In 1981.
So the food bank originated here at the university?
Absolutely. It was the genesis of that was in a student's paper, a student's master paper.
Do you have any idea how many people you have served since its inception in 1981?
I can't tell you that, but I can tell you about how many pounds of food that we've distributed. 317 million pounds.
317 million pounds of food since 1981.
And counting.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yep.
I got a Did You Know.
Okay.
Now, he gave me these Did You Know, so I got to be honest there. Did you know that the food bank, that people can't get food directly from the food bank? The food bank supplies food to a network of 130 food pantries.
That's correct.
And I think that's somewhat deceiving. People think you're getting the food directly from the food bank, but you're not.
Correct. And we have people show up routinely at the food bank asking for food, and when we can, we accommodate them. But usually, we'll send them to one of our partner agencies. The nearest being here in Columbia, the Central Pantry, which is an affiliate of the food bank itself. It's on Big Bear. It's our largest food pantry.
Okay. You got another
Here's
one?
A Did You Know. Did you know that the food bank began in Columbia in 1981?
I did. You just told me that.
I just told you that. Did you know that in that first year that we distributed 18,000 pounds of food?
In the very first year.
The first year.
Yeah.
We do, in a given day, average day today, we will do 100,000 pounds of food to our network. So growth has occurred.
Here's another good Did You Know. Did you know that over 38,000 people did volunteer to work at the food bank last year? Over 90,000 volunteer hours were donated. That's the equivalent of 43 people working 8 hours a day each for 1 year, and it's all donated.
It's all donated, and we have the greatest people in the world here in Central and Northeast Missouri, and as you know, and we couldn't do it without the volunteers.
Right.
We need volunteers every day that we're open. And the people have a time that they can spend a couple of hours volunteering in our cool, clean volunteer room. They're more than welcome.
Okay.
If they want to go help us pick apples, if they want to help us pick produce out on the Bradford farm, outside projects, they're welcome to
okay.
that.
Scott, if people want more information, they can go to the website, right?
And absolutely.
That would be
sharefoodbringhope.org.
Thank you very much. Scott Gordon, Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri.
Thanks,
always
Paul.
A pleasure to have
it's
you
It's a
here.
Pleasure to be here.
Now, we turn to my other friend, sitting to the left, Todd Davidson, Maples Rep Theater. Good to have you here,
Thank
Todd.
You. Very good
and
to be here.
What a fantastic summer season.
We had a great record-setting summer season.
You
so
did.
That's good.
And I was telling you before we came on, your production of Chicago was the best production that I have ever seen. I say that sincerely. It was so good, I came back to see it twice.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You had Chicago, you had...
A Flea in Her Ear and South Pacific.
South Pacific. Yep. Now you're having a special event coming up, what, in a week or so?
This is our 10th season, and one of the things we're doing to celebrate it is a 10th season MIMP concert. And we've invited four of our... Maples Rep favorites, actors who've been with us a number of times that people particularly like to come back, and they're going to do that concert for us on Saturday night, October 5th. And those special guests are Sean Thompson and Sean Riley, Cheyenne Nelson, and Faith Sandberg. And they've all
Cheyenne Nelson, she's going to be in church recently. Ladies.
She is. She'll be here already, so we'll get double duty out of her. Yeah. But then the rest will be flying in for this for the weekend. So that'll be a fun, fun night on a Saturday night at the theater. So we're excited about that, and we'll be in rehearsal for the fall by that time. So the Church Basement Ladies will be there.
So you have two productions coming up in the fall.
Three, actually.
Three.
Yep. We have a Church Basement Ladies, a Second Helping, which is a sequel to the first Church Basement Ladies.
Okay. When is that running?
That opens October 16th and runs through November 3rd.
Okay.
And then we have a little play called The West Side Waltz, which is by the guy who wrote On Golden Pond. It's about two older ladies in a West Side apartment building. They're friends and kind of persnickety friends with one another. And then they invite – one of the ladies invites a younger lady to come in and live with her and be a companion. And it kind of rubs the other woman a little bit the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But the setup is that one of the ladies is a former concert pianist and the other one is a violinist. And they play these waltzes together. That's how their friendship began.
Oh, nice.
So it's really, really a sweet and heartwarming little story. And then that runs November 8th through the 17th. And then the week before Thanksgiving on November 22nd, we open Church Basement Ladies Away in the Basement. We're going to go back to Minnesota to the Church Basement again. And this is the Church Basement Ladies getting ready for the Christmas, the Sunday School Christmas program in 1959. And they're not happy that some of the things are maybe going to be changed a little bit.
Okay. So, and it's set in Minnesota?
It's set in Minnesota.
It reminds me of Lake Wobegon.
Yes, it's very much, it has a very prairie home companion feel to it.
Yeah,
yes, it
because Garrison Keillor's always talking about the, are they Lutheran too?
Yes, they are. They're Lutheran. Yep, they're very Lutheran. So if you're Lutheran, there'll be a lot of little side things that you'll notice. And any other people are going to, there's lots of, it's very, very funny for anyone.
Yeah.
And even if you're not a church-going person, you're going to know those people. You've seen them in the street. They're your grandma, your aunt. You know, they're just funny, the antics they get up to.
Now, the first one is a musical. Is the second one a musical?
Yes, they're both musicals.
They're both musicals.
Yes, they're musical. Those ladies, they can sing and stir up the lutefisk.
Okay, so it's the first helping of Church Basement Ladies is...
A second helping.
Second helping.
October 16th.
Okay.
And then Away in a Basement opens November 22nd, and in between is the West Side Waltz.
Okay, and Cheyenne's in... Is she in both of those?
Yep, the Church Basement Ladies... we did it, the show, in 2009, the first one, and it was our biggest-selling show ever. Okay. And two of the Church Basement Ladies are returning, and then two are new to us. And one of the new Church Basement Ladies is Cheyenne, who's been with us many times.
Okay, real quick, phone number or web address?
Yep, it's maplesrep.com, and the phone number is 660-385-2924.
All right, thank you so much. Yep. Tomorrow, Harvest Hootenanny and Slow Food Katie Trail. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sarah Harkins, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser.